I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Sunday pushed deeper into southern Gaza's Rafah and battles a regrouping Hamas in northern Gaza, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Heavy bombardment was reported overnight in Jabalia and other areas in northern Gaza. Residents said Israeli warplanes and artillery struck across the camp and the Zeitoun area east of Gaza City. The north has been largely isolated by Israeli forces for months. UN officials say there's a full-blown famine there. Just a day earlier, in central Gaza, families gathered around the bodies of loved ones after over a dozen people were killed by Israeli strikes. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said Israel lacked a credible plan to protect some 1.4 million Palestinian civilians in Rafah and warned an Israeli attack could create an insurgency by failing to kill all Hamas fighters in the southern Gaza city. Hamas fighters, he said, are returning to northern Gaza areas that Israel claimed to have cleared, and an assault on Rafah, quote, risks doing terrible harm to civilians without ending the presence there of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. NBC and CBS News aired interviews with Blinken dominated by U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to pause the shipment of bombs to Israel over fears of massive civilian casualties in Rafah. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday fighting was going on in a string of villages in the northeastern Kharkiv region as Russian forces tried to press their drive across the border. Zelensky also noted fierce battles in various parts of the Donetsk region to the southeast. This is VOA News. While Russia works to spread out Ukrainian frontline positions, Kyiv recently secured an outpouring of financial and material commitment from its Western partners. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
A recent Ukrainian attack at an oil depot in Russian-occupied Luhansk led to 18 separate fires, 3 deaths, and 8 injuries that the Moscow-appointed regional figurehead blamed on advanced U.S.-supplied missile systems. The BBC reports at least 50,000 dead Russian soldiers so far in Moscow's invasion, about 8 times higher than the Kremlin's publicly acknowledged figure. Despite those gains, Russia deploys a so-called meat grinder approach at sending wave upon wave of soldiers to wear down Ukrainian forces. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has proposed a surprise new defense minister, nominating a former deputy prime minister who specializes in economics for the job more than 2 years into the Ukraine war, the Kremlin said. Putin wants Sergei Shoigu, defense minister since 2012 and a longstanding ally, to become the secretary of Russia's powerful Security Council, and to also have responsibilities for the military-industrial complex, the Kremlin announced on Sunday. The changes, certain to be approved by parliamentarians, are the most significant Putin has made to the military command since sending tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine in February 2022 in what he called a special military operation. Another prosecution star witness in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial is about to take the stand. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
He once said he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump. Now his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is going to testify against the former president in his hush money trial. Cohen paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she testified to as a sex encounter with Trump, which he denies. Prosecutors say the crime was Trump reimbursing Cohen for the hush money. Trump denies this and at a campaign event Saturday said the case is politically motivated.
I'm being forced to endure a Biden show trial, all done by Biden.
Cohen expected on the stand Monday. Julie Walker, New York.
The season's first major wildfires have spread to roughly 8,000 hectares across western Canada on Sunday as authorities issued an evacuation order for a community in British Columbia and warned of poor air quality across provinces. I'm Joe Ramsey.